Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Nun. We're continuing with Siman Reish Nun, and we are up to Sif Katan Gimel in Sif Aleph. We had already seen the Shulchan Aruch, and we had seen that a person has to get up early on Friday to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos, even if he has so many different avodim in the house, maids and servants. He should be mishtadel to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos. And we saw the great Amorayim that would dice the veggies, cut the wood, would light a fire, would clean up the house. And from them, everyone should learn and not say that my kavod is too great, because that is his kavod. That is the person's kavod. Now, a great Yomi guy asked a great question that both the Shaar HaTzion deals with, and not only does the Shaar HaTzion deal with it, but Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shani, basically, it's Chut Shani, Chelek Aleph, Perek Dal, Sivkot and Aleph, they deal with the following dilemma. We remember we saw in the last shiur of Yomi that not only are you allowed to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos after learning, if you learn a set kavua amount, but also if you go ahead and you are teaching Torah to a group. So the Halakha Talmid from Yomi asks the following question. He says, but how do the people in the group learn? If the group that's learning is not learning a fixed amount, the type of learning that's a fixed set shiur, how do they go to the shiur in the first place? So the Shaar HaTzion says, because those people have others that are taking care of Shabbos for them. So then the Halakha Yomi guy asked me the following question. So what if they have other people dealing with Shabbos for them? They are supposed to be the ones that are preparing for Shabbos themselves, like Rav Chisda. So here we come to a very important split within these two halachas. There is the halacha we saw in the beginning of Yashkim Baboiker B'Yom Shishi Laharchin Sarche Shabbos. You have to get up early. That's the first thing that you do, should be to prepare for Shabbos. And then there's the halacha of Yishtadel Lahachin Ba'atzmo. The end of the halacha is that you have to Yishtadel yourself to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos. Those are two halachas, of this in Karlitz says. There's one halacha that a person who's achroi over the household, he has to assure that Shabbos preparation is taken care of. But that's for the one who's achroi. Guys like yourselves, we're learning here with the Halakha Landau High, that don't necessarily support the household. Some of them are hard workers, but they don't support the household. So they don't have the achrayas for the Shabbos to be prepared. It's not their achrayas. There has to be Shabbos prepared. So for them, they don't have to prepare for Shabbos right in the beginning of the day, Yashkim. That's only mutal, listen, Kyle says, on the one who's achroi, who has the responsibility to assure that Shabbos preparation is taken care of. But there's a separate halacha, that everyone has to somehow go ahead and involve himself personally with his guf to prepare for Shabbos. That doesn't make a difference when you do it. You just have to go ahead and involve yourself in Shabbos preparations. So that's how he deals. That's how we would deal with the Halakha Yomi Gai Kasha. You know how there are people in the shir? How are the people in the shir? The Rav's allowed to go ahead and learn even before, right? The Rav's allowed to go ahead and learn even before he takes care of Shabbos preparations. Why? Because he's teaching to the Rabbim. He's teaching to the group. But how could the people be in the shir? So now we understand the Shaar HaTzion. Because the people who are in the shir, they're not necessarily the ones with the achrayas to go ahead and prepare. That's what he means when he says, there are others taking care of Shabbos for him. Others have the achrayas of taking care of Shabbos. So therefore, there's no halacha on those people that are in the shir to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos right in the beginning of the day. Chap? The one who's given the shir, even if he has the achrayas to have the Shabbos prepared, is allowed to give the shir to the rabbin. So that is a very important halacha. It also clarifies the two different halachas brought down here. Halacha of Yashkim Baboker, the Yom Shishi, that's on the one who has the achrayas to have the Shabbos prepared. And then there's a separate halacha on the gavra, that every individual has to go ahead and involve his gavra, involve his guf, involve himself, be misasik, in the Shabbos preparation, even if you're a great Talmud Chacham. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Gimel, we already saw the Shulchan Aruch, Lachin Ba'atzmo. He himself has to do it. That's this other din. And everyone has to be misasek. The mitzvah is kibud Shabbos mutar al kol adam. This mitzvah, this aspect is of Kabbalah Shabbos is on every single person. And this is you guys all know this from Kiddushin, Sarakin Perek. Mitzvah bo yoiser mi b'shlucho. The mitzvah is with him, yoiser mi b'shlucho. Once again, you see that this is a mitzvah hagavra. It's not just a mitzvah to have Shabbos prepared. If it's a mitzvah to have Shabbos prepared, why do you have to do it more than someone else? It's a mitzvah, right? Shebegufo. It's a mitzvah shebegufo to go ahead and prepare for Shabbos. There are those that clar that maybe even if it's a hechsher mitzvah, but after the whole Torah, in the beginning of the second parak, I'll leave that to the lamdanim here. V'hu adin b'chol ha-mitzvah. There's the idea of mitzvah bo yoyser b'shlucho. You see, it's a mitzvah in and of itself. It's not just halacha in hechsher mitzvah. V'ayin b'bar halacha, and check out the bar halacha, he says. Chasvu ha-svarim. The svarim, all right. The person should be yahare b'tshuva v'yifashish b'maisa v'chol erev Shabbos. The person should go ahead and do a cheshbon ha-nefesh and do tshuva and check out his ways on erev Shabbos. Why? Ki Shabbos mikri kala malkasa. Because Shabbos is the queen bride. Ukiilu mekabel pnei ha-melech. You are going ahead and bringing and accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, Hashem, Shabbos, ve'eino lekablo. And it's not known to be kabel Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishuhu lavush bivluye haschavoy shel chalois havoinois. It's not appropriate if you be mekabel this great Shabbos to go ahead and be dressed in all your disgusting filth and averos. V'yesh lefados kurei akavish. And you should also clear away the spider webs. In the Kabbalah, it talks about clearing away the spider webs. There's special significance in that. I'll leave that to you Kabbalists. Shekorin shvin vabish. Nice spider webs. May Abayis for Erev Shabbos, from the house on Erev Shabbos. V'chol shekein, and for sure, tzarech l'chaved Abayis, you have to sweep the house from the avak, from the dust, v'ha'afar, v'ba'ol yom, when it's still day. V'zeh ha'kol is all b'chlal kavod Shabbos. Yidame v'daito. And a person should think in his head when he's preparing for Shabbos, oh, what a hassle. No. View it, Shabbos is coming, view it as if there's a great king coming, a human king. How much would you go ahead and clean the house, fix the beds, the couches, the chol shekein Shabbos malkasa, and for sure, when the Shabbos queen is coming, that is so much more choshuv than a melech basar v'dam. Dalit, umehem yilmol kol adam. He says here that everyone, the Shulchan Aruch said, everyone should learn from these great Amorayim who went ahead and did all these different things to prepare for Shabbos that was seemingly beneath their dignity. And they should learn and not say, oh, this is beneath my dignity. Because that is one's dignity. That is the greatest kavod. Someone who's mechaved Shabbos. Hainu, afilu achashuv b'yoyser. Even people are very chashuv. This is what you should do. Uveprat, and for sure, everyone should be engaging in this on the short days. And for sure, if you see that Shabbos is coming, you're going to sit there and veg on the couch. Or forget about vegging on the couch. Even sitting and learning Torah. You have to get up and do it. Even if you're staying in Torah. Even if you're doing Yomi. It's Friday. You're chazering the whole week's Yomi. The whole week's Yomi tests. You have to get up and prepare for Shabbos. Ra'isi anshe maise, and we saw great people gedolei tayra. Shem chavdin abayis, they would sweep the house, the atzman and themselves. Biyomim akzarim kedesh lo yischal Shabbos. In order not to mechal Shabbos on the short days, they would do that work. Vezeu chiyuv gamor, and this is a mamash chiyuv al kol adam. The maishna de ein lo misha yachin, o shashliach ein lo pnai. What's the difference? Someone who has no one to prepare, or if there's no time. The bottom line is, he has to go ahead and prepare. He's Zehu. Because this is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's his kavod. Uv'sifri masvich lo akra, v'yadata ki shalom o'alecha. Oh, sorry, I skipped something. No, he's referring now, we got to go to the Ramah. We didn't do the Ramah. Let's look at the Ramah. Ramah says, v'yesh lehashchin lehashchiz Hasakin be'erev Shabbos. You should go ahead and you should. This is in the Ramah. Back to the Ramah. You should go ahead and you should sharpen the knives, the regular knives for your steak, for your Shabbos steak or chicken, or for the Schnitzelgruben. Because that is the covered Shabbos, that you are preparing the food for Shabbos, or preparing yourself to eat the food on Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. Right? In order to eat the food properly, you gotta have a nice good night, especially if you have a good solid steak like we're gonna have Thursday, the big Landau High cook-off. So that is the Ramah. And finally, Sif Beis, Yarbe Bibasar the Yayin Umigdanois Kifi Yicholto. A person should go ahead and he should buy for Shabbos a lot of gezunta basar and wine and other delicacies according to his abilities. And for those of you who were with us in Yaymi in the beginning, from the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, he refers back, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Vav, Kifi Yechalto, Ayin La'el, Sivin Reish Mem Beis, right in the beginning, Shom, Avu, Akol, Apratim, Bezeh, he goes through all the halachas there, because that's so simple. There are different people. There are people that are very, very poor. There are people that are not so rich, not totally, totally poor. There are people that are loaded, got a lot of cash. Different halachas apply to them in terms, that's what he means, Kifi Yechalto, what the halachas are exactly. Those of you who are starting with us with Yaymi right now, Baruch Hashem, it's still early on in the Yaymi. You can catch up and do those earlier halachos. Okay, we are finished with the Siman, but we're going to do some extra Yaymi issues here. Whenever we have extra time, we like to fill in some extras here. One thing that should be pointed out is, number one, is the word Mishnah. We had seen yesterday, Mishnah referred to what? Preparing twice for Shabbos. But that's just a drasha. The actual pasuk meant Mishnah, that there would be two portions, if you remember, of the month. Just a idea that you should have, not just, you know, read things up quickly. We saw also yesterday this idea of Toameha Chayim. Okay, Toameha Chayim. That those who go ahead and prepare for Shabbos by doing what? By tasting the foods, which would be nice and stark and delicious schnitz, will have long life. So the truth is, this halacha of Toameh Chayim, some say it's not even just the halacha of preparing for Shabbos that the food is good. In fact, some say that's the idea, and because the food isn't good, maybe there'll be fights in the house, the food's burnt, the food's not good. But others say, no, this halacha stam, a mitzvah in tasting food for Shabbos, period. So the food, in and of itself, okay, is good, and is a mitzvah in and of itself. You taste the food, and you're going to get chayim, get life. Another very important halacha, and this is, let's look at two very important sharatziyans, as well as ber halacha. Listen to the sharatziyan. He asked the following question. Isn't there a halacha, you're not allowed to be mevatel, Talmud Torah, if it's efshar lasos al yidei acherim? So if you can go ahead and have someone else prepare for Shabbos for you, how could you go ahead, right? Like a chesed. If someone else could do that chesed, you're not allowed to be mevatel. You're not allowed to be mevatel. You're taira to go ahead and do that mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah she'ir shalosos al yidei acherim. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and gives one pshat and he says, no, this is Eif Shalas Sayyidei Acherim. Why? Exactly as we said before, the missing carolets. Because the mitzvah that we're talking about over here of Yishtadel La'achin Da'atzmo, it's a mitzvah Shemaguba. It's like saying, I don't have to stop Mimavato from learning to put on tefillin. That's not a mitzvah She'ef Shalas Sayyidei Acherim. This is a mitzvah you have to engage in Shabbos. That is one Allah. Then there's another Allah that I want to bring up here. That in the Be'er Halacha, another halacha that needs a little more insight, and that is the Chavis Yair. Those of you who learned Eilu Matthias, who learned Eilu Matthias here? Those of you who know Parsha. So the Chavis Yair, he brought down in the Be'er Halacha, brings up this following kasha. He asks, how can you say that listen to this, it's going to be gavaldic. How can you say that a person who's a Talmud Chacham should go ahead and do menial work that's below his dignity, like sweeping and mopping and doing all these things? He's a Talmud Chacham. We know that even for mitzvahs aseh, you don't go ahead and engage in mitzvahs asay if it's not lefi kvod, like you know from Hashavas Aveda. If it's beneath your dignity of tamcha, you know, you could even be mevatel for mitzvahs asay. And lo yisasei mid rabbanan. Not lo yisasei daraisas, but mitzvahs daraisa. So, how could you go ahead? And in fact, there are actually poskim that say not only don't you have to do the mitzvah, it's beneath your dignity. There are some places that actually say, if you guys remember this, and you're not allowed to do it if you're Talmud Chacham. So how could you be allowed to go ahead and mop the floor, get on your knees and mop the floor for Shabbos? Anyone have a teretz? Rabbi Schneider comes and he says, it's Gvaldik of Shabbat, because that's what the Mishulchan Aruch means when he says, Kizehu Kvoidei, Shemechaved HaShabbos. Because that's the Kvoidei, Shemechaved, that's his kavod. His kavod, that's why he wants to say, when you're preparing for Shabbos, that is your kavod. You'll say, isn't it that his kavod when he's returning in Aveda, he's doing Hashem's will, that's his kavod? No, it's a big difference. Because there, when people go ahead and return something, no one sees and knows it. It looks like he's taking care of his own items. So, that's not lefi chvayda. But Shabbos, he's preparing for Shabbos. That is lefi chvayda. Excellent.